Welcome back to the OU Nachyomi Project and our series on the book of Divrei Hayamim Aleph. In today's show, we study Perek Chav Zayin, chapter 27. Today's chapter could be summarized with one word, government. We're going to see all the different realms of government that is organized by David HaMelech. Up until now, from chapters 23 to chapter 26, we saw how David HaMelech organized the Kohanim and Levi'im to serve in the Beit HaMikdash. Now we're going to see how the entire country is organized, and this information will help us appreciate why, within one generation, the nation of Israel emerges as a superpower. The organization in chapter 27 we'll see divides into four different groups. The first group will be military, the second group will be political, the third group will be financial, and the last group will be leadership. So let's begin with Pasuk Aleph. Uvnei Yisrael demisparam, Bnei Yisrael according to their numbers, Rashei Havot Vesari Ha'alafim Bahameot, the leaders of the clans of Israel, the officers of the army, the battalion commanders and the company commanders, v'shotrehem, the leaders of the judicial system and maybe the police force, hamashartim et ha-melech l'chol devar ha-machlokot, who serve the king for everything associated with this organization, we'll see into 12 different groups, haba v'yotzeit chodesh b'chodesh, they come to serve once every month, l'chol chodshei ha-shana, for all 12 months of the year, hamachloket ha-achat 24 aleph, and each group, each division, that served every month, included 24,000 men. As we're going to see in the next set of psukim, the nature of these groups of 24,000 will be military. Pasuk bet, al machaloket harishona, lechodesh harishon, the first group that served in the first month, in the month of Nisan, that was led by Yeshavaam ben Zavdiel, v'amachlukto, 24 aleph. The leader of this group was Yeshavaam ben Zavdiel. He was already mentioned, like all the leaders of these groups, we'll see, were already mentioned in chapter 11, which discussed all the leaders of David's army, what we referred to as Giburei David. We're going to find that in that group of those 30 leaders of his army, many of those people are going to be the leaders of these groups of 24,000 men that stood in service of the king 1 month a year. Pasuk Gimel, min b'nei Peretz, this leader, Yeshavaam ben Zavdiel, was from the family of Peretz from the tribe of Yehuda. Harosh l'chol sarei hatzvot l'chodesh harishon, he was in charge and the leader of all the officers of the army for the first month. What we're going to see here seems to be like what we have in Israel today, called miluim, or reserve duty, that all the members of the army in Israel were available for service 1 month a year. Were they all called up every year? Or were they simply on call in case of emergency? That is not very clear, but the organization here of the entire country, that each month there were 24,000 soldiers and a whole set of officers that were delegated to serve the country and the king, the organization of that infrastructure shows how well developed the country becomes in the time of David. Pasuk Dalet, על המחלוקת החודש השני, דודי האחוכי ומחלוקתו ומקלות הנגיד, והמחלוקתו 24,000. Another group of 24,000 in the second month, and here again the leader is one of the Giburim of David, דודי האחוכי. The phrase מקלות הנגיד is not very clear, but it seems like one of the leaders of this group, his name was מקלות. פסק ה, שר הצבא השלישי לחודש השלישי, בנייהו בן יהוידע הכהן ראש, והמחלוקתו 24,000. The leader of the group in the third month was the famous Benayahu ben Yehoyada. He was mentioned many times beforehand, both in Sefer Shmuel and in Divrei Hayamim, one of the Giborim of David, and his group, like all the other ones, 24,000. Hu Benayahu Gibor HaShloshim Ba'al HaShloshim. This Benayahu is one of David's top 30 men, one of the bravest of the 30. U'machalukto Amizavad Beno. And together, in charge of his division, was his son, Amizavad. Haravi L'chodesh Haravi, the fourth commander leader, in charge of the fourth month, Asael, Achi Yoav, Uzvadiah Beno Acharav, V'amachalukto, 24,000. The commander, Asael, Yoav's brother, and his son Zvadiah. Potzechet, HaChamishi L'chodesh HaChamishi, Asar Shamhut HaYizrach. The leader of the fifth month was Shamhut HaYizrach, V'amachalukto, 24,000. And like the others, 24,000 in his group. HaShishi L'chodesh HaShishi, Ira Ben Ikesh HaTkoi, Ira, the son of Ikesh from the area of Tkoa, which is Eastern Gush Etzion. He was in charge of the sixth month, and like all the others, V'amachlukto, 24,000. Hashvi l'chodesh hashvi, Chelet Zaploni, min b'nei Ephraim. Chelet Zaploni, from the tribe of Ephraim, he was in charge of the seventh month. Hashmini l'chodesh hashmini, Sibchai achushati, l'zarchi, V'amachlukto, 24,000. Another of the Giborim of David, from chapter 11 in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, was Sibchai achushati, and he was in charge of the eighth month. Hatshi l'chodesh hatshi, Aviezer hanatoti leben yimini, v'amachlukto 24,000. The ninth month, Aviezer from Anatot, from Shevet Binyamin, he was in charge. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hasiri, Lechodesh Hasiri, in the 10th month, Ma'arian Tofati, Lezarchi, Va'amachukto, Esim Varba Aleph. Pasuk Yud Dalet, Ashteyasar L'Ashteyasar Chodesh, the 11th group for the 11th month, Benaya HaPirotoni, Mibnei Ephraim, another group led by someone from Ephraim, Va'amachukto, Esim Varba Aleph. His group also, 24,000. And finally, the last group, Hashneimasar, L'Shneimasar Chodesh, for the 12th month, Cheldai HaTofati, Lot Niel, V'amachlukto, Esim Arba Aleph. Now that we finished the leaders of the different reserve units that served the king 1 month every year, and each group had 24,000, now we're going to talk about the local governors of each tribe. Even though David was the king, the overall system of government was still at the tribal level, and every tribe had a governor, here referred to as a Nagid. Here we'll get the list of the names of the governors, and this is sort of a governing body that David advises with before making any decisions. Da'al Shivtei Yisrael, leading the tribes of Israel, La'ruveni Nagid, the leader of the tribe of Reuven, Eliezer ben Zichri, L'Shimoni Shfatiyahu ben Ma'acha. Before we continue this list, pay attention to how it sounds very similar to what we find in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, that we list the leaders of the tribes, both when they take the census in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, and also before we send out the spies in Parshat Shlach, that we go tribe by tribe and list the leader of that tribe. Levi Chashavia ben Kmuel la'Aron Tzadok. From the tribe of Levi, we have a leader. His name is Chashavia ben Kmuel. And there's a leader for the tribe of Aaron, for the Kohanim. His name is Tzadok. Most likely, that's the same Tzadok HaKohen that we saw all through Sefer Shmuel. Liuda, from the tribe of Yehuda, the leader was Eliyahu, Miachei David, a relative of David named Eliyahu. That would make sense. It's the tribe of Yehuda. Lisachar, Omri ben Michael. Lizvulun, Yishmayahu ben Ovadia. The Naphtali Irimot ben Azriel. The order up until now were the children of Leah in the order of their age. The last one we skipped to Naphtali, which is already the tribe of the maidservant of Rachel, and therefore we're going to continue now with the family of Rachel. Livnei Ephraim, Hoshea ben Azaziahu. Lechatz Yeshevet Amnashe, Yoel ben Pedayahu. So we have Ephraim and Chatzi Menashe. This is Chatzi Menashe on the western bank of the Jordan River. Lechatzi Shevet Amnashe, Gilada, on the eastern side of the Jordan River. The other Chatzi Menashe, the area known as the Gilad, Yido ben Zchariahu, that was led by Yido ben Zchariahu, and the last tribe now, the Binyamin, Ya'asiel ben Avner. Now that we finished the children of Rachel, now we go to the Shifcha of Rachel, to Dan. Pasach Abet, the Dan, Azrael ben Yerucham, Ela Sarei Shiftei Yisrael. The tribe of Dan, closing the list as usual. Dan was the last of the Machanot in the desert as well. That tribe was led by Azrael ben Yerucham. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel during the time period when David was king. What's interesting to note here, the two tribes from the children of Bila, the Shifcha of Leah, are missing here. It could be because whenever we have all the tribes, we try to balance between half of Bnei Rachel and half of Bnei Leah. Here we indeed have that if we don't count Levi. And Levi is usually never counted when we discuss the 12 tribes as a group. So if I take out Shevet Levi and the Kohanim, we have 6 children of Leah and 6 children from the house of Rachel. Pasach Av Gimel. V'lo nasa David misparam lemiben 20 shana ulamata ki amar Adonai larbot et Yisrael kochofei ha-shamayim. Now we're told here something very interesting. That when David counted the people and organized the army and developed this whole system of leadership, he counted the people, but he never counted them from age 20 and below, because God said Israel should be a nation that you can't even count. The pasuk that we quote here is from Brit Ben Abtarim, chapter 15 in Sefer Bereshit, when Avram Avinu doesn't have children yet and is questioning whether indeed God will keep his promise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reassures Avram Avinu and tells him, don't worry, he takes him outside and says, look at the stars, if you can count them, Ko Yezarecha, your children will be as numerous as the stars of the heaven. So here this pasuk alludes to that promise of God to Avram Avinu. That promise in that context is also meaningful here, because the question that Avram asks is in relation to Yerushat Haaretz, or conquest of the land. Immediately after that promise, God answers and says, I'm the God who took you out of Ur Kasdim, letet lecha at haaretz hazot lerishta. I took you out of Ur Kasdim to make you a nation, to give you this land to inherit and to conquer. David HaMelech is the first time in Jewish history where we indeed capture all of our borders and we're established as a nation. The reference here to the phrase Kochvei HaShamayim and the fulfillment of God's promise to Avram Avinu is very meaningful in a summary of the census, which is the preparation for building the Beit HaMikdash and the transition of power from David to Shlomo, as we'll see will be explained in the next chapter. Now the next question is this census referring to the census that David took for the wrong reason back in chapter 21, which he was punished for? And if that's the case, it seems like the problem of David's census was that he asked to count the people even under the age of 20, and here it says that David wasn't able to count them, or this might have been a different census which was taken for the right reason and was totally okay, and this time it's being taken properly because the last time they took the census, when they took it the wrong way, the reason why God was angry for that census, because it was done by David out of haughtiness. This is done for organizational reasons, and hence it's okay. Even though it was okay to count the people for the need of organization, we still point out that we only counted the people from age 20 and up, the people who are going to serve in the army and who are going to pay taxes. People under that age, there's no reason to count, as the pasuk explains. Now, the next pasuk will talk about the previous census, which was done for the wrong reason. Yoab ben Tzruya hachel limnot v'lo chila. Yoab began to count the people, but was not able to finish. V'yabazot ketzef ha-Yisrael. And that was a time when God was angry with Israel, when they counted them for the wrong reason. And therefore, we never got an exact number. And because we never have an exact number, we never got the official census tribe by tribe for all the Shvatim based on this organization of the country. We did have earlier in Divrei Hayamim, and also in Sefer Shmuel, a total number of Yisrael and Yehuda, which was way over a million. We also saw there was a discrepancy between the total number in Divrei Hayamim and the total number in the book of Shmuel. What the pasuk is mentioning here is we never recorded that census family by family and tribe by tribe, like we did in Sefer Bamidbar when we count the army, when we're preparing to leave Har Sinai to conquer the land of Israel. But because that census was problematic, it was decided not to write that down in any official form. Starting now in Pasach Afei, we're going to find yet another list of organization. This reorganization of the country will be economic. Here we're going to find leaders who are in charge of different areas of national development. These were the high cabinet positions. Pasach Afei, Be'al Otzrot HaMelech, the person in charge of the king's treasuries, which means the money, the gold, the silver, and any money that was collected for taxes. Azmavet ben Adiel, that was the person in charge, the minister in charge was Azmavet, the son of Adiel. Ha'otzrot besadeh be'arim uvakfarim uvbigdalot Yonatan ben Uziel. There was a treasury department in the capital city next to the king, with one person in charge. There was another treasury department in the fields, in the different cities, and in the villages, all through the country. And the person in charge of that administration was Yonatan ben Uziel, what we would call nowadays Sar HaOtzar, the minister of the treasury. Now we have the agricultural ministry. He was in charge of all the income coming from agricultural work. His name was Ezri ben Kluv. Be'al HaKramim, maybe the deputy secretary of agriculture, who was in charge of all the vineyards. His name was Shimi HaRamati. Be'al Shebekramim Lotzrot HaYain Zavdi HaShifmi. And another assistant secretary of agriculture in charge of storing the wine that was made from these vineyards. His name was Vavdi HaShifmi. Be'al HaZitim VaShikmim Asher BaShfela BaChanan HaGderi Be'al Otzrot HaShem En Yo'ash. The person in charge of the olive trees and the sycamore trees that were in the lowlands, the area called the Shfela, between the mountain range and the coastal plain. His name was BaChanan HaGderi. And the person in charge of the olive oil that was produced from those olive trees, his name was Yo'ash. Be'al HaBakar HaRo'im BaSharon. The person in charge of the cattle and all the shepherds in the area of the Sharon, Shirtai HaSharoni, his name was Shirtai from the Sharon. Ve'al HaBakar BaMakim, the person in charge of the cattle in the valleys, probably it's referring to Emek Yisrael, Shafat Ben Adlai. Ve'al HaGmalim, the person in charge of the camels, I guess transportation minister, Ovil HaYishmaeli, very fitting, his name would be Yishmaeli. Yishmaelim were known for caravans of camels. Ve'al HaTonot, Yechediyahu Hamirunoti. The person in charge of the donkeys or the mules was someone named Yechediyahu. Ve'alatzon Yaziz Hagri. The person in charge of the sheep was Yaziz Hagri. Ko'ele Sari HaRachush Asher LeMelech David. This ends the list of the ministers who are in charge of the property that belonged to the king. Now that we finished the list of these ministers who are in charge of the agriculture and the treasury, now we're going to talk about the advisors of the king. Pasek Lamedvet, Yonatan Dod David Yoetz. An advisor to the king was Yonatan, the uncle of David. Ish mevin v'soferhu. He was a very wise man. And also a sofer, also a scribe. V'chiel ben Chachmoni im b'nei ha-melech. And someone else named Yichiel ben Chachmoni, together with the sons of the king. We saw from Sefer Shmuel that the Kohanim, people who served David in his government, who were Kohanim to the king, included his own children. Pasek lamed gimel v'achitofel yoetz le-melech. Achitofel, the famous advisor of the king, who Avshalom did not listen to. Later, when Avshalom took over the government, so Achitofel, beforehand, he was the advisor to the king. V'chushay harki re'ah ha-melech. V'chushay harki re'ah ha-melech. Chushay harki, we also met in Sefer Shmuel, he was a friend of the king, and obviously one of his key advisors. V'achrei Achitofel, after the advice of Achitophel, was also Yehoyada ben Benaiah of Aviatar. The king's close cabinet and closest advisors were going to be Achitophel, Hushai Harki, Yehoyada ben Benaiah, and Aviatar. Vesar Tzva LaMelech Yoav, and of course, the head of his army, Yoav, that was the inner cabinet. They made the main decisions in running the country on a day-to-day basis. So that concludes chapter 27, and that includes five chapters from chapter 23 to 27 that discuss in minute detail the reorganization of the country of Israel after David became king, focusing especially on all the efforts David makes to get everything ready to build the Mikdash in Yerushalayim and to organize the Kohanim and Levim both in the capital city, Yerushalayim, and also spreading out and organizing all the tribes of Israel to become one nation representing God in the proper manner. In our next year, in chapter 28, we're going to see how David's going to gather the whole nation together and in an organized fashion charge his son Shlomo to build the Beit HaMikdash with everything that he's prepared in the meantime.